This feast day of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph begs the question, why did Christ come as a little baby? Why did he come as one of us? He could have just come like Apollo or Zeus or any one of the Greek or the Roman gods. He is God. He could have done that. But he didn't. He came as one of us. And he came in the natural way that every one of us has come to life in this world. He came as a little baby. I think it's because the family is the perfect image of the perfect family, which is the Holy Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are created in His image and likeness. And so to show us that, He became one of us. Every one of us enters this world as a part of a family. And we're all shaped by our family in one way or another. You know, at this end of the year, it's normal for us to flip on TV or check the internet or something. We see all of the most important events of the last year. And which one of these has impacted the life of more people? Which one of these has impacted your life? And we can look at all of those things. And I don't think any of them, how much they might impact our life, will not impact our life as much as a marriage, the birth of a child, illness, a death, weddings, any of these things in our family, retirements, when they happen to us, when they happen within our family, they matter. Even retirements of parishioners, they matter to the rest of the family, to the rest of our parish family. Baptisms matter, not just to the individual family being baptized, but they matter to the parish. And we all are affected by this. And we know that no matter how good or how bad of a family we may come from, we are an image of that family, of the Trinity. Even if that mirror glass that reflects that image has been shattered, it's still an image that we can grasp to. In our first reading, we see that the family is this bridge between generations. It's a structure of parental authority, and it holds a potential for harmony, and it holds a potential for lasting joy in our lives. It is all a part of God's plan for us. The family is what connects us to generations past, but it is also what leads us into the future generations. And we have a responsibility to both, taking care of grandparents and parents, but even before that, taking care of even those that we never even knew. We can pray for them. We can offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass for them. That is how we take care of our ancestors. But it is also how we connect to future generations, because we're training them in that care for those that have come before. For most of us in here, it's not going to be too long before we're going to be the ones that came before. And we need those that will still be here, those that are not even born yet. We need those to be steeped in that tradition so that we have people praying for us. The family is also where we learn patience, where we learn forgiveness, where we learn how to pray. And it is the family, in the family, that we practice these virtues. And we know that, you know, a family can be kind of a messy place for the most part. I think it helps maybe to look at it as a kind of a manufacturing plant. Go on a tour of a plant, and what do you see? It's a busy place. You see tools lying around because equipment's being worked on. You see projects maybe that are almost ready to be completed and rolled out the door. You see projects that are just being started. We see in an office probably some plans that are laid out on the desk for the future time. And that is what St. Paul is showing us in his letter to the Colossians. Our families are factories of faith, where we learn patience, responsibility, cooperation, self-discipline, self-control, how to get along with proper authority. It's where we learn to become disciples. And our gospel shows us that it is in the family where we live the core of our faith values. Mary and Joseph bring this child Jesus to the temple, binding their infant to God's family in the temple. They didn't have to do that. Mary became pregnant by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit at the Annunciation of Gabriel. Joseph, how many times did the angel Gabriel come to him in a dream, telling him to take care of his family, leave for Egypt, bring him back to Egypt, take Mary as your wife, all of these things and more. They knew that they were something special. And they could have acted like they were something special. So all that stuff, going to the temple, redeeming the child, all these things that we did, that was good and fine and dandy for all those that came before us. But we're special. We're doing something special. But that's not their attitude. That's not their approach. They come, they bring the child, and they place him in the hands of Simeon. And these big events bind them to their family, just as these big events bind us to our family. When we bring our children for baptism, weddings, confirmation, first communion, the sacrament of penance, the anointing of the sick. You know, going into the anointing of the sick, when the sick person is surrounded by family, it's so much more meaningful than when you walk in and they're all alone.
I will.
Holy orders. When I was ordained, it was a family celebration. But not just my personal family. It was a celebration of my parish family where I grew up. It was a celebration of friends, even are not Catholic, that came to the cathedral in La Crosse or came to my first Mass at St. Pat's over in Waukon. The response of those people was so humbling for me to see that and to receive that. We see that when we celebrate these things as a family, ties are formed like a thread in a garment. They're woven together. And they become stronger, and they become so much more than just that one thread. But it isn't enough just to celebrate these milestones. We need the continual, we need the everyday growth of prayer, of coming to the holy sacrifice of the Mass every Sunday, holy days of obligation, praying the rosary, other prayers that we offer not only for the family, but when we offer them as a family. Coming to Mass as a family unit increases and makes our prayers so much stronger and binds us together as a family. Our lives are enriched beyond these natural ties when we do this, because we strengthen the parish family. We strengthen the idea or the notion that we are a family in the Diocese of La Crosse, that we are a family in the Roman Catholic Church with our Holy Father as our head. We see ourselves as something bigger than we are by ourselves. We see ourselves as a part of the mission of the church, that the church's concerns are my concerns. The family life of the church is my family life. And just as bringing Christ to the temple made the Holy Family a living cell in the temple, when we bring our children to these grand events, when we bring our children to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we are becoming living cells in our parish. We're becoming living cells in the Church of Christ, spanning generations past, preparing for generations far into the future, learning to forgive and being forgiven, entering into these phases with all of our hearts, placing our trust in God's never-ending mercy, with all of our families becoming an intimate part of His family, making the opening prayer of our Mass today relevant not just for my own personal family, but for our parish family and for the entire church. O God, who were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life, in the bonds of charity, and so, in the joy of your house, delight one day in eternal rewards. Amen.